சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 1 ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 39. கதம் நக்னேயமஸ்மாபிஹ பாபாதஸ்மான் நிவர்த்திதும் குலக்ஷய க்ருதம் தோஷம் ப்ரபஷ்யத்பிர் ஜனார்தன. Arjuna continuing his lamentation, grieving towards his course of action that he has to perform in this battlefield. Arjuna presenting his own feeling to Lord Krishna. If I fight in this battlefield, what are all the consequences are going to take place? Which consequences are not good for family and society? So therefore, I feel very bad to face these consequences, which are not good for a human being, to the family and society. Therefore, hey Krishna, how can I fight in this battlefield? Further, he is explaining in all these slokas. In this 39th sloka, he says, even if Kauravas do not know about the consequences by this war, why can't we change our course of action? Instead of fighting, why can't we stop this battle? Because we are all wise. Prapashyat bhihi, he says, hey Janardana, kulakshaya kritam dosham prapashyat bhihi. We know what are all bad, all evil is going to happen to our families. Kulakshaya kritam dosham, a dosha. Dosha means a error, a wrong action. That which is producing all evil effects, dosha. Because of what? Kulakshaya kritam. Because of the destruction of the family. Kula means here family. Kshaya means destruction. Krita means the destruction done by the people, the cause of kula, family destruction. Kulakshaya kritam dosham. Why can't we see? By seeing, what we have to do? Asmat papat nivartitam. Katham na gneyaha asmabhihi. Why can't we know this? Katham na gneyaha. Why can't we know this fact? Since we know that dosha, it is a dosha, destruction of all family, male members in the family, cause so many problems, that we know. Once we know, why can't we stop it? Asmat papat nivartitam, to stop this papa, karyam, evil action, fighting in the battlefield, bloodshed is going to take place, why can't we stop? Asmat papat nivartitum means to stop. Papat means this sinful action. From this 38 onwards, he is going to go on and on up to 44th shloka. That means up to the most end of the chapter, he is talking about the protection of dharma only protects the society, he says. Now we'll read. This is all Krishna's arguments. This is Krishna's arguments. How responsible we are in protecting the family. So the role of family, we were discussing in the last class. What is the role of family? We'll read the next shloka, then I'll continue that thread from the last class. Kulakshaye pranashyanti. Kuladharmah sanatanah. Dharme nashte kulam krishnam. Adharmo bhivavatyuta. Family is called grihastha ashramaha. Grihastha ashrama means householder life. The importance of family system we are seeing. Vedas looked upon family for a person's external and internal growth. Family is very, very important. The role of family. What is the role of family? Number one, that is implementation of dharma. I have introduced this point in the next class. In the last class, family is meant to implement dharma. Whatever this person learned dharma in Gurukulam, studied about dharma, he has to implement in his life. Along with wife, children, all have to practice, you know, follow dharma. Dharma means three meanings I have given. First, education regarding dharma. With dharma shastra jnanam. I have to learn first what is dharma. What is dharma, what is adharma, I have to know. Then only I can implement. Without knowing, I cannot implement. Thus, dharma shastra jnanam, I have to learn first, then follow. What is dharma? Religious rites are also called dharma. Rituals. And the third meaning of dharma is attitude. Proper attitude is also called dharma. Sadbhavana. Sadbhavana is also called dharma. The third meaning is values. Moral, ethical values. Moral, ethical values. Ethics and chalam. This is called dharma. These are the three meanings are given to dharma. This is the first role of a family. Family means one has to follow proper attitude and one has to follow values, one has to do rituals, Vedic rituals, whatever we have to do. Then the second role of family is perpetuation of dharma only by handing over to the next generation. Perpetuation of dharma only by handing over to the next generation, to our kith and kin, to our children. Just as when you sow the seed, when it is in a plant condition only, you can twist it, the plant straight, you know. Once it grows like a big tree, you cannot change its stature. When it's in a plant condition, a wet clay can be molded whatever way you want. A dry clay, you cannot mold. Once you get 20 years, 25 years, you are all like dry clay madre. Mind is like a dry clay. You cannot twist its stature. That's why children, when they are young itself, you can mold them, you can change their stature in the right way. At the age of two, from the womb itself, by samskaras, we are giving that culture. That is the even Yajnavalkya says in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Matruman, Pitruman, Acharyavan. A person can be healthy, sane only when that person is guided by from mother, from childhood, then father and guru. If these three are there, three relations are there to that person grow in a healthy way. Mother's love, father's love, and guru's love and guidance. Anything, any one, if the person miss in the life, that person will have a childhood problems. If mother love is not available, or father's love is not available, or teacher's love, guidance is not available at early age, that person cannot be complete person. Naturally, Yajnavalkya said to Maitreyi. It's very, very important. So now you see, for a child healthy growth, family is very important. Family means father, mother, very, very important. This is called perpetuation. Once parents follow dharma, by seeing children, see the parents and they follow. This is called perpetuation, handing over to the next generation. Then only the dharma continues. Dharma continues by what? By perpetuating, by handing over to the next generation. Otherwise, dharma will end in itself. No? It will end up. This is one, second role of family. Then third role of family is for the fulfillment of material desires. Family, husband, wife, children at home, and elders in the family, all are meant to help us to fulfill our material desires. What are all material desires? Basic needs, food, shelter and cloth, kapda, na, roti, kapda or makan. So these three basic needs, after fulfilling those basic needs, then other things are entertainments. Music, dance, whatever you want to go, programs. It's good also, entertainment is required, recreation is required. Of course, legitimately, moderately. Recreation is also important. All will help us. These are to fulfill our social, material desires. Important, basic needs. Legitimately, moderately, one has to fulfill. And we need a time for religious life. Not struggling throughout the day for stomach sick. Working, working, working for what sake? For food. For only material purpose sake, we should not spend our time, whole time. Maximum time for religious, dharma. Dharma propagation, or we have to learn either in temple worship or in satsanga or helping others, social service, and some religious festival activities, some upavasa, some see namak all every masa is a festival for us. But now Adi Masam over, Shravana Masam again, Varlashmi November, then in a Vinayaka Chaturthi, then comes Deepavali, then comes Pongal, then comes Vijayadashmi, 9 days. Continuous vandindirukka illana nama clean up panna mattom veedu. All festivals are very good to keep us to ever fresh. So religious time, lifestyle, we have to increase more, and survival sake you work some time. That is only good. Kanchi Paramacharya used to say, morning up to 10 o'clock religious life, puja, anushthanam, yoga, abhyasa, helping others, taking care of this. Again, from 10 to 5 is itself maximum time to work. Okay. And earn money, take care of your basic needs. Then after 5 what? Again up to 9 o'clock religious life. Go to temple. Morning visiting temple, evening visiting temple is compulsory those days. Vidhi vidhi koru temple irukko. So like that, ippudu vidhi vidhi ki beauty parlor da irukku. Vidhi vidhi ki temple irundha, people easily they can go. available easily, they can get lot of peace of mind. Therefore, more time you have to spend for religious life. What do you mean by religion? Religion is nothing but values verbalization. Values are verbalized. Values are verbalized in the form of religion. That is called religion. We have to understand. Or physicalization of values. Dharma means, I said, religious activities. Dharma, you cannot see dharma anywhere. It doesn't have a form. Speaking truth doesn't have a form. Values doesn't have a form. How can you give form? How can you verbalize them? How can you physicalize them by religious practices? Religious practices means what? Dharma verbalization. Dharma physicalization means values physicalized. A religious person is a dharmic person, supposed to be dharmic. A religious person is one who is physicalizing the values by following disciplines. In a concrete form, abstract dharma is concretized in the form of religion. That is the meaning. What? Abstract form of dharma is concretized or verbalized or physicalization of dharma is religion. Religious way of life is very important. Now, third role of family is for the social unity. Fourth role of family is for social unity. Society is healthy, I am healthy. If person is healthy, family is healthy. If family is stable, family is a stable family help for the stable society. A stable family will help for the stable society. A stable society will help for a person to grow spiritually. A stable society help the person to grow spiritually. So therefore, dharmic person alone can maintain a stable family. A stable family alone can keep the society stable, steady. So society must be stable. For that stability of the family, you require a head of the family. These are the four roles of the family. What is the first one? Implementation of dharma. Father, mother has to implement dharma at home. Then children slowly, they perpetuate dharma. We are handovering to children. Next role of family is what? Perpetuation of dharma. Third role of family is what? For my materialistic benefits. I can get food, shelter, everything. Wife has to help husband. Husband has to help wife. So both of them are interdependent, helping each other and helping the children. Children also depending upon parents. So this is called social, materialistic growth. What is the fourth role? Social unity, gatherings, community gatherings. When festival time, all families come together. All families come together. Marriage, upanayanam, or any other functions time, we have to invite our family members, other relatives. All families come together. Community gathering. Community hall. Now, the meaning is where it is. Community hall. What do you mean by community hall? Those days, all communities live together. All Brahmana community live together, Brahmana community hall, Kshatriya community hall. Like that, they used to keep their community because their achara vyavahara is different. These people achara vyavahara is different. Even though they were studying in Gurukula at the same place, Brahmana's food is different, Kshatriya food is different. Isn't it? Adhe madri Vaisya food is different, Sudra food is different. Because their action, duties, their job depend upon that, their food is also different. You cannot give, you know, raw food and all the sattvic food for a kshatriya. He has to fight, he has to go to the war field, he need a lot of strength, his food is different. Brahmana's food is different because their job is different, their way of approach is different, this person is different. Therefore, they used to live in their own community, they have their own habits, they have their own food habits, and achara, vyavahara, everyone is their own place. And everyone helping each other, society, like departmental store madri. Departmental store lo, ellame irukum. ஆனால் அந்தந்த இடத்துல அந்தந்த அது இதை இருக்கும். யூ தென் ஓன்லி யூ கேன் கோ அண்ட் பிக் அப், யூனோ, எவ்ரி திங், வாட் எவர் யூ வாண்ட். யூ ஷுட் நாட் மிக்ஸ் இன் டிபார்ட்மெண்டல் ஸ்டோர்ஸ்னு அண்ட் கிச்சன் ஷா ப்ரொவிஷன்ஸு அண்ட் பாத்ரூம் ப்ரொவிஷன்ஸ் யூ கேன் நாட் கீப் இன் சேம் பிளேஸ். பாத்ரூம் ப்ரொவிஷன்ஸ் வாட் வி யூஸ், சோப், ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், வாஷிங் திங்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல், அது தனியாக வைக்கணும். இங்கே சாம்பார் பொடி வேறு, சர்ஃபு வேறு. இந்த டிபார்ட்மெண்டல் ஸ்டோரில் அது அது தனித்தனியாக இருக்கணும், இது தனித்தனியாக இருக்கணும்னா அது மிக்ஸ் பண்ணக்கூடாது. அது மிக்ஸ் பண்ணால் ப்ராப்ளம் வந்துடணும். சர்ஃபுக்கு சாம்பார் பொடிக்கு சர்ஃபு போட்டுட்டேன், சர்ஃபுக்கு சாம்பார் பொடி போட்டேன். அதே மாதிரி எல்லா பல்லுக்கு க்ளீன் பண்ணது பேஸ்ட்டு அண்ட் ஷேவிங் பேஸ்ட்டு ரெண்டும் ஒரே இடத்துல இருக்கும். என்ன ஆகிடும், ஷேவிங் வந்து பல்லு தேய்க்கிறது, பல்லு தேய்க்கிறது போய் ஷேவிங் பண்ணுறது யூஸ் பண்ண என்ன ஆகிடும். அது மாதிரி எவ்ரி வர்ணா தே ஹாவ் டு டூ தேர் ஓன் ஜாப். இதெல்லாம் இன்டர் மிக்சர் ஆகிதான் இப்போ எல்லாம் குழப்பமே. நான் சொல்லலை, அர்ஜுனா சேஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், யூனோ. ஓகே, நவ் ஹெட் ஆஃப் த ஃபேமிலி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு. நவ் ஃபியூ மோர் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் அபவுட் ஃபேமிலி. ஐ வுட் லைக் டு சே நவ் ரோல் ஆஃப் ஃபேமிலி, ஃபோர் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் ஓவர். நவ் எவ்ரி ஃபேமிலி மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் ஏ ஹெட் ஆஃப் த ஃபேமிலி. ஹஸ்பண்ட் மஸ்ட் பி த ஹெட் ஆஃப் த ஃபேமிலி. Here Veda never accept democracy in the family. Democracy enna theriyuma, everybody is free, everybody has got right to, you know, the rights. Veda says no, here democracy won't work in the family. You require a head of the family. Husband must be the head of the family. He should know dharma shastra thoroughly. He must have studied in gurukula. So he has to take care of, that is the head of the family. Husband has supposed to be head. Then when he can be the leader, when he knows dharma shastra thoroughly, he must be qualified enough in dharma shastra, then he alone he can be the leader of the family. He can lead the family. Now the next point, if the leader is there, husband is there, there are some demerits and there are some merits. Suppose husband alone is the leader of the family, head of the family, what are the demerits? Demerits are, if we give that head position to that husband, there is a possibility of exploiting the followers. The head of the family, if he do not know dharma shastra properly, there is a possibility of exploiting the wife, exploiting the children, because they are followers. There is a possibility of exploitation. This is the demerit. Once we give head position to one person in the family, wife and children are followers. Therefore, to avoid that exploitation, what we have to do? Shastra is how handling carefully, you see. Children can open their mind and they can give suggestions to the head of the family. Children can give suggestions to his, her father. No. Similarly, wife also is allowed to talk, to give her opinions or suggestions. The head of the family has to listen the opinion or suggestions of the wife and children. Husband should listen. Nee sollara thappu nu sollakoodadhu. First he should listen. Children, even though they are small, he has to listen. Wife also says he has to listen. Head has to listen that. And then after that, decision he has to take. Wife and children, they can give opinions and suggestions. இப்படி பண்ணால் நல்லா இருக்கும், அப்படி பண்ணால் நல்லா இருக்கும் சொல்லணும், சொல்லி தான் ஆகணும். You can argue also, nothing wrong. Argue sometimes, if they are not listening, argue. I read in some paper, argument is good for health. You have to do argument where it is necessary. Argument illenna ennadu, you will become a doormat. Argument is required when there is a correction is required. It is good for your health also. Otherwise you will inside, no, murmuring, grumbling. No, it's not good for family. And you will become sick after some time. So argument, healthy argument, okay? Healthy dialogue is required. Then afterwards the decision to be done by only one person, not many persons. Children also do decision, wife also take one decision, husband also take one decision, it will not work out. So decision final is by the head of the family. So therefore, he has to receive the suggestions and opinions, and final conclusion, choice is his choice. All pros and cons he has to face, and whatever he takes the decision, parent, children, my wife has to undergo that. Then he has to correct himself, next time these people again give suggestions. In the madri, family in balance panni achi namma Veda. Head of the family, children, wife, and suggestions, opinions, he should not exploit them. This is the position of the family inner. That's why essential also. Head of the family taking decision is essential. Now, what are the leadership qualities? Husband has to play the leader as a leader role. What are the qualities he must have? Leadership qualities illenna exploit pannidva. The leadership qualities irukka illiyanu paakanum. Irukkanum, enna irukkanum? Veda says, first quality is he must be a cultured person. Must be a cultured person. The head of the family should be a cultured person. Informed, mature, to make decisions, he must have thorough knowledge about dharma. That's why cultured, samskrita purushaha. Culture is like a gross body, civilization is like a subtle body. Culture you can see with your eyes. Culture means dance, music, fine arts, all these are all cultured. It is a culture, like a sthula shariram, gross body. Whereas civilization, it is like a subtle body. The culture, after long time, it continues, perpetuates, long time, centuries, it becomes a civilization. It comes from a long time. Therefore, he says in this word, sanatanaha, means a civilization. From ancient time it is coming, and the sanatanaha. The entire Arjuna's opinion we are putting here in this format. Okay, that's why I am giving the whole background, then I explain the slokas. Leadership qualities, number one is cultured person, mature, informed person. Then number two, the leader should be selfless. Now he is free from selfishness. Unselfish. Then only he will never exploit his family members. If he is selfish, suppose he is having for his own whims and fancies, his likes and dislikes, and he want to use lot of money for smoking, drinking. He will exploit the family members without giving money. Now you earn and take care of the family, and na kulichinde irpan solluva. Evlo thappu illiyade. Exploiting the family. He has to take care of food, dress, and shelter of the family members. He should take care of. Because they are cooking and giving food, no? She is providing food. He has to take care of her. Ippenna achana, they marry only a ponnu kalyanam. Vela panna da kalyanam panduvaana. Appa na vela panna nee enna panna poreanna. Kekkanu. What you are going to do? I am giving food to you. You give money to me. That's all. Take care of my food, clothes and shelter. I am providing you food. Your rupee note cannot give sambar. She has to prepare, no? Therefore, working woman அன்னது நம்ம நாட்டில் கிடையவே கிடையாது. ஹவுஸ்ஹோல்ட் ஜாப் இஸ் த பிக்கெஸ்ட், த ப்ரைமரி ஜாப். இந்த ஆஃபீஸ் ஜாப் எல்லாம் யூஸ்லெஸ் ஜாப் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் த கம்பேரிட்டிவ் டு யூ ஹோம். திஸ் ஹோம் மேக்கர், யூ சி வாட் ஏ நைஸ் டைட்டில், ஹோம் மேக்கர். ஹோம் மேக்கர் இஸ் நாட் ஏ ஆர்டினரி ஜாப் அன்செல்ஃபிஷ். தென் தேர்டு qualification is required is he must be compassionate. He must be compassionate, kind enough towards wife and children. He should not be rude, shrewd towards the followers. They are followers, therefore he should not exploit them. He must have kind and compassion towards them. That is husband qualifications. Head of the family. Then husband only the guru of the family, you know. Head means guru like. This is the what our Vedas balanced it between followers and the leader. Any organization for that matter, family is also one type of organization, no? Very very important. One head is not there, there are so many heads, suppose. The Bhagavan, thank God, decision making is mouth, only one. Eyes are two, ears are two, nostrils are two, hands are two, legs are two. Let there be two mouths. Anna. Rendu mouth irundha enna idam na imbalance vandudum. Thapp. They can be many. Let them be fingers many, eyes two, all are two, two pairs are there. But decision can be done by only one person. Decision can be taken by many people. It spoils the whole system. அதனால் வீட்டில் நல்லதோ கெட்டதோ ஹெட் ஆஃப் த ஃபேமிலி ஷுட். தட்ஸ் த லேடி ஹேஸ் டு சி இஸ் எ தார்மிக் கல்ச்சர்ட் மெச்சூர் பர்சன் ஹஸ்பண்ட். ஸோ வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஃபேமிலி. ஓகே, நவ் அர்ஜுனா சேஸ் இஸ் த வாட் ஆர் த கான்சிக்வன்சஸ் இஃப் வி டிஸ்ட்ராய் த ஃபேமிலிஸ் என்ன. Look into the first line. Sanatanaha kulakdharmaha kulakshaye pranashyanti. Hey Achyuta. Bhavati. Achyuta is not there. You have to borrow from the previous Janardana. When families are destroyed, kulakshaye. Kula means family, community. Kshaya means destruction, perish. If they perish, if families perish or destroyed, sanatanaha kuladharmaha pranashyanti. Sanatanaha means long standing families from ancient time, from our parampara. Religious protocol, from religious activities, from long time they are all coming. Kuladharmaha, family traditions, pranashyanti, they will perish. What will happen if kuladharmaha pranashyanti? Dharme nashte, second line. Dharme means kuladharme nashte. If family traditions are lost, dharme nashte, kuladharma is nashtam, adharmaha abhibhavati uta. Definitely, certainly, uta means definitely. Bhavatyuta is there. Bhavati uta. Abhibhavati, adharmaha abhibhavati. Adharma means unrighteousness. Unrighteousness will take place. Arthakama life will be dominate. No, no. Will be dominant. Adharma means what? Kaseda. காசேடா காசேடா கடவுளடான்னு சொல்லுவான் மாதிரி பணமே எவ்ரிதிங்னார். சி, டு ஏர்ன் மணி, டு கெட் ஓன்லி ப்ளஷர், யூ நீட் நாட் ஹாவ் எ ஃபேமிலி சிஸ்டம். பணம், தனம் அண்ட் நல்லா என்ஜாய் பண்ணுறது ப்ளஷர்ஸ். பவர், மணி, ப்ளஷர், தீஸ் த்ரீ அலோன் இஸ் த எய்ம் ஆஃப் லைஃப். யூ நீட் நாட் மேரி எ பர்சன். Girl need not marry a boy, boy need not marry for pleasure sake. And animals also having pleasure, they also having pleasure, no? For what sake marriage is? It is not for money's sake, it is not only pleasure's sake. If I think pleasure and money only is the family, for that sake only, that family will apart one day or other. A person, a business also, for money's sake only, for pleasure's sake only, they join together. How long they work? They cannot be together. Wife and husband cannot be together if pleasure alone is the life. How long they can enjoy the pleasure? If no pleasure illa, therefore let us take diversion. Family is not for that sake. Family is meant for some other purpose. What is the purpose, you know? To follow religious life alone, family. To follow religious life, and to do rituals. To do some Agnihotram, to do some puja, to do some dhanam, something you want to offer, Vedic rituals. The person must have a wife. Without wife, he cannot do any ritual. So the person requires wife to perform Vedic rituals. That means religious life. Religious life vaalanumanna unnukku wife irukkana. Illaya? Appo family is for religious life. Without religious life, there cannot be dharma. In a religious life, in a dharma, nani? Dharma is, values are only verbalized, concretized, is it not? So they are only in the form of religion. So without religion, there is no dharma. Without dharma, there is no moksha. So for moksha, you require dharma. For dharma, you require religion. For religion, you require family. For family's sake, you require a wife or a husband. Puriyada? Namma yengirukko ipo, where Veda is it? Ethana severan poduvel ipo, idha kanak. How many severance you put? You give scooter or car? Kanyadanam pannadhe periya vishayam adhu. And that family, next when they are going to next birth to children, children also to be taken care of, and the healthy children only become a healthy society. And when children is healthy, and if family is not steady, appa amma is not steady, how children can be steady? That's what he says. Dharme nashte, that means kula dharma nashte sati krishnam kulam adharmaha abhibhavati. The entire family become adharmic. The male member of the family is not there. He is telling, once kula dharma is nashtam, adharmaha abhibhavati. Once adharma comes, what is the next? See, the chain of consequences is presenting. Next shloka, he says, adharma abhibhavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriyah strishu dushtasu varshneyam jayate varna sankarah family is like an arranged bricks. House is nothing but an arranged bricks. If we put bricks, piled bricks are useful. And the bricks ellame appadi pile or rasiya potaanna enna use a irukum. And the bricks ne vande arrange pannana proper. And the arranged bricks only become a house. Similarly, family is like an arranged bricks. Family system illamale, if anybody have relation with opposite sex in the society nowadays, no living together, living together is coming. You can have relation before marriage. All these are all adharmic. Without arranged bricks, family system stability is not there. Person will become, suppose male member of the family dies in the yuddham. Nobody is there, head of the family is missing in the family. Okay. Now head of the family dies in the war field. In the family, there is no head. The head is not there in the family. What woman does? Na? The woman has to take care of the family. To take care of the family, What they have to do? They will go in a wrong ways, adharmic way. And they take inter-caste marriages will come slowly. Intermixture of families will come because she has to survive somehow. She has to take care of the family. Kulastriyaha pradushyanti. All the family, woman, they will, that's what happened when Mughals came to this country. They occupied this country. They killed all the Rajputs. And these women were forcibly taken by the Muslims. And they got married to that Muslim. And all Rajputs women are, even you know the Padmini and all, they jumped in the fire. Why? What for? Once the head of the family dies, you know, the women, they used never live. No? Because they don't want to go in adharmic way. No? Very difficult. No? She need a support in the society. No? So suppose the male person dies, head of the family dies, who will take care of the family? He says, adharma abhibhavat, hey Krishna. Once adharma take place, inter-caste marriages. இப்படி சொன்ன அரெஸ்டே பண்ணிடுவான். இன்டர் காஸ்ட் மேரேஜ் பண்ணணும்னு சொல்கிறான். இப்போ இன்டர் காஸ்ட் மேரேஜ் பண்ணால் யூ கேனாட் பர்ஃபார்ம் வேதிக் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், யூ கேனாட் டூ பூஜா, யூ கேனாட் சாண்ட் எனி மந்த்ரா, யூ கேனாட் ஃபாலோ எனி ரிலிஜியஸ் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் பிகாஸ் போத் ஆர் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் காஸ்ட், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஹேபிட்ஸ். தேர் ஃபார் வாட் பெட்டர் போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் கிவ் அப் ரிலிஜியஸ் ப்ராக்டிசஸ். Both of us give up religious practices. Just you remember your God in your mind. I remember my God in my mind. So values cannot be verbalized. Values cannot be physicalized in the form of religion. Because if I perform the religious activities, wife has to come and help. Because she do not know anything. Because my religion is different, her religion is different. அதனால் என்ன பண்ணுறேன்னா, நான் பண்ணமே மாட்டேன், ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் வேண்டான். தேர்ஃபார் வாட் ஃபார் திஸ் காயத்ரி பூனல் எடுத்துடு. அவனே அவட்டம் கிடையாது, ஒன்றுமே கிடையாது. யூ நீட் நாட் டு என்ன, ஐ ஹவ் காட் மேரிட் டு ஏ கிறிஸ்டியன் உமன், திஸ் பர்சன் ரிமூவ் த காயத்ரி அந்த பூனல் எல்லாமே எடுத்துடுவான். ஸோ ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு ட்ராப் தட் பிகாஸ் ஷீ டு நாட் நோ தட் வேல்யூ ஆஃப் காயத்ரி மந்திரம். ஷீ ஹேஸ் டு ப்ரிப்பேர் சார் தட் டே சோ மெனி திங்ஸ். திஸ் உமன் கோஸ் டு ஆஃபீஸ், நான் பண்ண மாட்டேன்னு சொல்லுவான். அப்புறம் அவர் என்ன பண்ணுவான், அந்த பூனை எடுத்துட்டு அந்த ஆணிக்கு போட்டுடுவான், எல்லாம் வேண்டான்னு சொல்லிடுவான். லைக் திஸ் இட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், ஆல் த ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் will go away. Religious life is not possible. When religion is not there, dharma abhibhavati, adharma abhibhavati, kulastriyaha pradushyanti, adharma abhibhavat, the consequence next, because of the prevalence of this unrighteousness, adharma, kulastriyaha, the family woman, single woman in the family, pradushyanti, they become corrupt, because for survival, they become corrupt. Hey Varshneya, Varshneya, name of the Lord Krishna. Once they become corrupt, the woman, Strishu Dushtasu, when the woman become corrupt, when woman become corrupt, what will happen? Varnasankaraha jayate. The intermixture of castes will take place. Intermixture of castes, now suppose she has got a daughter or son, no head of the family. What she does, she cannot find a boy or girl for her children. Same caste, very difficult to search. Appa enna pannuva, appa illa enakku, take care of. Na andha ponne select pannidva. அந்த பையனே வாட்எவர் ஹூம் எவர் தே லைக் தே மேரி. மதர் சேஸ் ஓகே, ஏதோ கல்யாணம் ஆகிடுத்து போதும், அதே போதும்னு சொல்லிடுவேன். அப்போ இன்டர் காஸ்ட் மேரேஜ், இன்டர் காஸ்ட் மேரேஜ் என்ன, யூ கேனாட் ஃபாலோ ரிலிஜியன். ரிலிஜியன் இல்லைன்னா அதர்ம, அதர்ம வந்து என்ன, ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் க்ரோத் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள், வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். ஸோ வாட் எவர் அர்ஜுனா சேஸ், ஆல் ஆர் வெரி வெரி கேர்ஃபுல் ஹீஸ் டாக்கிங், ஹீ நோஸ் எவ்ரி திங். என்ன, தர்மோ விஸ்வச்ச ஜகத பிரதிஷ்டா, என்ன, த ஹோல் சொசைட்டி இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் தர்மா. வித்தவுட் தர்மா ஆல் அட்ராசிட்டிஸ் வில் டேக் பிளேஸ் இன் த சொசைட்டின்னு. That's a family system is very important. And Kulastri, the mother is free when husband is taking care of the family. And mother also should not talk any abuse language, should not use. She has to, mother is the first teacher. First teacher mother, second teacher father. Okay, third teacher only teacher, okay. First teacher is mother. Mother, when she has conceived the baby, and the baby should feel, all are waiting for me. All are waiting for me, welcoming me. And then the baby is very anandamaa irukkuma ulla. Let me not be an unwanted baby. Naanga nenakkave illa kolandha porakkara annu sollakoodaadhu. அந்த குழந்தைக்கு ரொம்ப கஷ்டமாக இருக்குமா வயிற்றுக்குள்ளே. ஐ ஆம் ஏ அன்வான்ட் பேபி. அந்த பேபிக்காக எல்லோரும் எதிர்பார்க்கணுமா, ஆ ராஜா வரப்போகிறாரு ராஜா வரப்போகிறாருன்னு எதிர்பார்க்கணுமா. அப்போ தான் அந்த பேபி இந்த ஸ்டமக் க்ரோ ஹெல்தி வே. அதர்வைஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு கெட் ப்ரெக்னென்சி. அன்வான்ட் சைல்டு கெனாட் க்ரோ இன்சைடு பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் அன்வான்ட். So mother has to be taken care of. When father is there, father is waiting for the baby. So he will take care of the woman, and the baby also will be taken care of from the womb itself. And after coming out, mother should not say seni seni and cholakodad kodandani. Just like that, I'm not using. I heard from a teacher, one teacher. I used to go to some schools previously in my purvashrama. I used to do a lot of counseling with the teachers. One teacher just came and started crying. Why you are crying? Swamini, today morning when before coming to the school, just I shouted at my daughter. So what? I used a word like a sheni. Sheni ani solittu vanda. You know, sometimes the children know they are very naughty, they won't listen. And the kovathilo sheni ani solittu school ku vandta. This teacher is out of mind, you know. She cannot take the lessons also. Na kodandana appadi solittu vandane, she is crying in front of me. Why you have to use the word sheni, and why you have to feel guilty? The language also must be very carefully we have to use. What child feels? My mother doesn't like me. She don't have love towards me. That's why child feel, I am burdened to my mother. I am burdened to my father. Suppose father started beating or scolding, or any mother or father, anyone. They do like that, child or the son or daughter feel, I am left out. I have no love and affection in this family. Father, mother, instead of becoming a role models to children, children search for another lap. If they don't get mother's lap to share their feelings, amma, mother, father, they are not ready to listen their children's whatever they want to communicate. Father, mother, they are not available. Children look for another lap. What is that? A laptop. We are giving our laps to our laptops. Children will search for another laps. They go and get under bad habits. These are all childhood problems. Your child may be right at the age of 10 years, 9 years, silently undergoing. But once they become teenagers, they accustomed to bad habits. At that time, you cannot control. Because I have seen many children like this. When parents neglect, ignore when they are young, knowingly or unknowingly, children know how to choose their ways. Once they choose their ways, parents are helpless. So therefore, it's not a joke to get married and taking care of children, bringing up them in a like a good citizens. Here, Krishna, if families are destroyed, women in the family takes adharma. Once adharma take place, intermixture of caste will take place. Once intermixture take place, religious duties, religious practices will also perish. Once religion is perished, dharma cannot be flourished. Once dharma is not there, people all religion cannot prosper, spirituality cannot prosper, that society will become a materialistic society. Entire America is materialistic society. All Western countries are materialistic societies. They don't have a trustworthy person. Family is that which provides a trustworthy person. Husband trust wife, wife trust the husband. Children trust the parents, parent has to trust the children. An anchor is required, no? Anchor required means the trust is required. Family alone provides the anchor to get a trusty person, a trustworthy person. If you don't have long lasting family system, tata, paati, mother, father, all this closeness is not there, emotional growth cannot take place. If it is not there, the trustworthy person is not there, person cannot grow. That is the condition of Western countries now. So just going there and earning dollars is not the question. Just like that, they have sent their children to abroad, no? How? Earning dollars is the criteria for life. Family is a bond, a trust bond area. And the trust bond, they grow religiously, dharmic way. Once they grow, spirituality just blossom up. Without spirituality, you are only materialistic. There is no peace, there is no happiness. Impossible. You may earn dollars, you may have bangla, you may have car, but you cannot be peaceful. Understand, this is a Vedic vision, is the healthy vision. Vedic vision is the healthy vision. Never be materialistic. Panam matram, sukham matrame life illai. Family is important. Husband is working somewhere, wife is working somewhere. In abroad, you cannot stay without a job. Here, these many women are here, household women are here without working. Na? You cannot see a single woman without working in abroad. They cannot survive. You are happily surviving. You are not earning, your husband only earning. You cannot see any woman without working there because they cannot survive. That's why our Indian women also there, they have to work. You cannot get that job in the same place. Husband is working in some place, wife is working some place, they meet once in 6 months. Yearly twice they meet. What trust, what a family, what they get love and happiness. Tell me now, is it family? Who will take care of children? How difficult now. All these are all, no, very, very important, we have to note. So look into here, sloka. Strishu dushtasu he varshneya varna sankaraha jayate. Varna sankara means intermixture of families, intercaste marriages. That is why we do not know, we are sending our children whom they are going to marry. Amma appa inga ore padapada, no, inda payan poi American kalyana panna enna panna mudiyirudhu. What to do? No, that girl come and stand, Amma, I have selected. Anna. Wow, whom Anna? You know? Selected. Anna. What these parents can do? Anna. Once you have sent them there, you have no rights to talk anything. Anna. Very difficult. Anna. See, marriage is not for just for pleasure. Understand? Marriage is meant to get a stable family. A stable family is meant to lead a religious life. A religious life is meant for dharmic life. A dharmic life is meant for spiritual life. If spiritual life is not there, if we have only materialistic life, it is a lopsided way of life. There is no peace, there is no trust. There is no happiness. Now you understand how important a family. Kalyanam. Not for only just reception sake. Not for money. Not for nice house, car. Husband pinnadi ukkarndu nalla cinema ku poidalam inga polam anga polam adella appuram. First enna, you are taking responsibilities. ஃபேமிலி என்னாலே ரெஸ்பான்சிபிலிட்டி, நாட் ஃபார் ஜாய் ஆர் பிளஷர்ஸ் சேக், ரெஸ்பான்சிபிலிட்டி. தேர்ஃபோர் ஹே கிருஷ்ணா. நெக்ஸ்ட் வாட், வர்ணசங்கரா ஜாயதே. இஃப் வர்ணசங்கரா டேக் பிளேஸ், இன்டர்மிக்சர் ஆஃப் மேரேஜஸ் டேக் பிளேஸ், வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் நெக்ஸ்ட் கான்சிக்வென்ஸ்? சங்கரோ நரகாயைவ, நாட் சங்கரா பட் சங்கரா, சரஸ்வதி சா. ஓகே, சங்கரோ நரகாயைவ குலஜ்ஞானாம் குலஸ்ய ச பதந்தி பிதரோ ஹேஷாம் லுப்த பிண்டோதக க்ரியாஹ. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வர்ணசங்கரா, சங்கரா குலஸ்ய குலஜ்ஞானாம் நரகாய ஏவா. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் குலஜ்ஞானா மீன்ஸ் த டெஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் ஃபேமிலிஸ், திஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ டெஸ்ட்ராய் த ஃபேமிலி, ஹூ இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் த டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த ஃபேமிலி, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் வர்ணசங்கரா, குலஸ்ய வர்ணசங்கரா டேக் பிளேஸ். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் வர்ணசங்கரக்கு காரணம் யாருன்னா இந்த பர்சன் குலக்னா, குலக்னா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் குலக்னா வர்ணசங்கரா, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வர்ணசங்கரா திஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ டெஸ்ட்ராய்ஸ் த ஃபேமிலி கோஸ் டு வாட், வேர், நாட் ஸ்வர்கா, நரகாய ஏவா, ஹி கோஸ் டு ஹெல் ஓன்லி. தென் வாட், ஒன்ஸ் ஹி கோஸ் டு ஹெல், can he do lupta pinda udaka kriyaah, that means shraddha karma, the pitru tarpanam, pinda udaka kriyaah means pitru tarpanam, shraddha karma, all these are all deprived of, na pitrus will deprived of pitru karmas, na they never get food and there, because this person goes to naraka, if they die in the battlefield, who will do pitru karma, shraddha karma? All youngsters are standing in the battlefield, they are going to die, who will do pitru karmas to the ancestors? This person is going to do what, where, narakam, and nobody is there to do pitru karma. All pitrus will be deprived of food and water, so they are all evil consequences, bad consequences will take place. ஹே அர்க்ருஷ்ணா, தோஷைரே தே குலஜ்ஞானாம் குல வர்ணசங்கர காரகைஹி உத்சாத்யந்தே ஜாதி தர்மாஹ குலதர்மாஸ்ய சாஸ்வதாஹ. ஏதைஹி தோஷைஹி, டியூ டு தீஸ் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் ஆர் மிஸ்டீட்ஸ், குலஜ்ஞானாம் த டெஸ்ட்ராயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபேமிலிஸ், ஹூ ஆர் தே வர்ணசங்கரகாரகைஹி, தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் த காஸ் ஃபார் வர்ணசங்கரா, the destroyer of families which cause for the intermixture of castes, shashvataha jati dharmaah kula dharmaah utsadyante, the long lasting dikshitar family, no, so from a such a great family this person has come and married some, you know what, that girl is nice looking, no, and got married, no, what about your long lasting achara vyavahara, no, I don't bother, no, per agnihotri, what agnihotra he is doing every day, you know, smoking, coming from agnihotri family, agnihotra means they are all doing, the grandparents were doing agnihotra from long time, and this person is taking some other agnihotra, anna, smoking all the time, chain smoker. He says, on the other hand, I am also agnihotri, anna. What type of agnihotri, anna? Smoking. That's why smoking is a bad habit, drinking is a bad habit. All these are not our culture at all. Therefore, we should not encourage our children to get into those habits in the name of, this is the fashion of the day. What is fashion of the day? Is it fashion? All vulnerable, you know, drastic downfall. Patanti, they are all falling from that spiritual heights. Where is our culture? Where is our greatness and culture? Everything, we are belong to that culture. After all, some materialistic benefit's sake, we are all forgetting our achara, vyavahara, festivals and all. For example, you see this birthday time, they put off this, you know, all candles. Agni is that we have to kindle, not to put off with mouth. Uffu, 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 anu, pandu kodad. Birthday, enna, you have to kindle the light, lamp, jyoti. Jyoti represents jnanam. Agni Devata represents auspicious mangalam, pavitram. Appadi irukka vendiya birthday, enna put off panna candles anna, idella palas nalla enak, I don't like anna. These old habits I don't like. What is this old habit? This is a new habit. Enna habit? Cut. Put off, cut. Ella destruction na. Put off fire is a type of destruction. Cutting cake is a type of destruction. This is not our culture. We need not follow Western culture. Why? We have our own culture. Grand culture. And the grand culture admire and enjoy. Show to the whole universe. This is what our culture. Kamikana. You need not follow others. Never imitate others. Let others imitate us. When they can imitate? When we know value of our culture. Therefore, cultured person alone is a mature person. Uncultured, asamskrita purushaha is like an animal. Understand? Be cultured. Lord Krishna is listening all this from Arjuna. So we have to establish which one is right, finally. That we'll see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.